Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we are working on your financial freedom. Boy, I've been enjoying this cooler weather where I sit up here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Now, if you were here in Dallas-Fort Worth yesterday, you're saying, what cool weather are you talking about? It was in the 80s. It was in the 80s. A great day for getting out in shorts and flip-flops, but I've been enjoying the cooler weather generally and getting out on some good long walks, and I've noticed all the tree crews are out and about in my subdivision here in my neighborhood, you know, trimming back the trees, taking care of the lawns, all that good stuff. And I'll confess, my wife hates it, but I still love climbing trees, and I get up there in my own tree and do my own trimming. So haven't fallen out yet, knock on wood, but that is actually our topic today, is the fall, right? The fall special is what we're going to do today. Fall started already back September 22nd, ends December 21st, so we're knee-deep in that already. If you're somewhere listening north of Texas, right, you've probably got more serious issues with snow already, I don't know, but it's pretty temperate where we are. But it's a good season to start to thinking about some of the things you want to do for the balance of the year in preparation of winter. We do have winter here in Texas, believe it or not. So what we're going to talk about on the show today as part of our fall special are a couple topics, right? We're going to talk about property care, right? That's going to include some ideas for you around preventative maintenance, okay? Some things you want to look at, as well as communication to your residents, right? Depending on how your lease is structured, there may be obligations that they have as regards property care, and you need to make sure that they are upholding their end of the deal there. And that'll be dependent on how your lease is structured, of course. And on that topic, we'll also talk about leasing. You know, I've got a couple buddies that are listing their houses right now. One went live yesterday, maybe Friday. So how's the leasing process at this time of year? We'll talk a little bit about that. And I also want to get into taxes, both property taxes and income taxes, right? 2020 is coming to an end, not soon enough, right? We're getting ready for 2021. And there are a couple things you can think about, should think about, right? As it comes to both property and income taxes, okay? And for a lot of what we're going to talk through today, it is of course helpful to have a team around you. A lot of this you can do yourself. You know, I met an investor at Lifestyles Unlimited pre-pandemic when we were sitting and listening to actually one of the tax panels that we had gotten together, three tax professionals up there talking about getting ready for the coming year. This was a couple years ago. A gentleman sitting next to me had 40 plus rentals, and he manages them all on his own. He does his taxes all on his own. I mean, he does everything on his own. You can do that, right? So some of the things we'll talk about today, you can certainly do. Most of those you can do, but it's also very helpful to have a team around you, especially when you start to get up to that, you know, 10 units, 10 houses, 20, 30, 40. I just find it's a better use of my time to outsource as much of that as I can, right? So that's your call. That's your call, of course. And I want to reference a show I did just yesterday. In fact, I had the opportunity to fill in for David Ruzicka on for his show and had a gentleman on with me from Australia. And he's done single family investing here in the States. So all the things that we talk about here today, he naturally had to outsource, right? So my point is these are things you can do, but you're not certainly not obligated to personally do. And it's a good plan, especially if you plan to scale, to start to build that team to outsource these items. So on that notion, fall special, let's talk about property care. Call this part one, and this is preventative maintenance, right? We've made it through the summer months. If you're listening outside of Texas, never been to Texas, it gets blazing hot here in the summertime. We have all kinds of issues around clay, soil shrinking, expanding, foundation, stuff like that. But when we get into the fall, we do want to start to look at a couple of other things, right? New things that may have developed over the season and look forward to that winter period, as I mentioned. And by the way, let me give you the number if you're listening live right now. You're welcome to give me a call. The number is 855-497-4335. If you've got any questions on these topics, again, that's 855-497-4335. Or send me an email, askandy@luinc.com. I do check those throughout the show. So preventative maintenance, right? You've heard our motto. If you haven't, if you're new to the show, one of our mottos at Lifestyles Unlimited is best product, best price. Now, the best product, we address that primarily up front, right? When we buy a house that needs work, well, we work on it, right? We rehab it. We renovate it. We bring it from that rough state into a shining diamond, right? Where the people want to live in, right? That best product with the best price gets us those people very, very quickly. We'll talk about that again, obviously, when we get to the leasing segment. But we address all the things up front that we need to do. But there will be ongoing maintenance, right? And again, things you can do yourself, but start thinking about delegating. If you haven't gotten started, keep that team in mind as you start to build your business. Alternatively, right, like the gentleman in Australia, if you want to be fully hands-off, you can hire a property manager. Lots of people do, right? They'll take care of all this stuff for you. But let's start with the furnace. Actually, 82 degrees yesterday. Had to crank it on this morning because the temperature swung 30, 40 degrees and it was pretty frigid in the house this morning. So we turned on the furnace. And, you know, if you haven't operated in a while, you get that funky smell when the dust starts to burn off of the unit and whatnot. So fundamentally, you should have a service of your HVAC, right? That's the heating, ventilation, air conditioning system, done twice a year. Once in the springtime ahead of the AC season, the air conditioning season, which is probably more important here in Texas. And then again now, right? Start getting in contact with your AC guy or gal and get that fall service scheduled. It's less critical in Texas. In fact, you know, we've done renovations where we've replaced the AC portion of the unit and kept the furnace because we don't use it as much in Texas, right? It just doesn't get that cold. And you can swap out bits and pieces. And just FYI, when you do your renovations, save a little bit there. But you want to get that system furnished. If for no other reason, if you've got a warranty in place, a regular service program is typically required to keep that warranty valid. Okay, now hear the music kicking on. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of that preventative maintenance and some of the communication you need to have with your residents to make sure they're upholding their end of the lease as well. So stay tuned.
Dell Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the show we are doing our fall special. We are talking about some of the things that you as a rental owner should be thinking about maybe doing right now. And we're talking right now about preventative maintenance. A little bit later in the show, we'll talk around leasing. Some folks will be going through the leasing process right now. It's not the ideal time. So what can you expect? And then we'll get into some tax considerations as well, both for property taxes. Well, Andy, I thought that season was come and gone. Yeah, I just finished protesting my property taxes like a week and a half ago. The season has been really drawn out, but you need to start getting ready for 2021. And I've got a couple items for income tax considerations for you as well. But on the preventative maintenance front, you know, I mentioned just in the prior segment, get that heating system serviced, right? It's time to do that. We've given our guy the contact list. He will get that lined up himself, and we just let it go from there. That keeps your warranty up to date, by the way, so that's important on that front as well, even if we don't use our furnaces quite as often in Texas. And I mentioned in the first segment, I'm seeing the tree crews out everywhere in my neighborhood at the moment. That's a big consideration for you right now. Why? Well, among other things, it's the best time of year to trim your trees, right? You don't want to do it too close to the brutal summer. That's when the trees don't do quite as well if you give them a good clearing out, let's say. You do it now, it gives them time to recover ahead of that summertime. So it's a good time of year. And as it gets colder, guess who wants to come visit your residence in their rental properties? Well, all those critters that are out there, You know, I got 1,000 squirrels eye in that live oak with the ton of acorns that is dropping right now in my backyard. So I've already gone around my property and looked for critter holes, but I've also gone through and trimmed that tree back. So it's harder for them to get on, you know, to get that roof access, right? Squirrels, raccoons, we've got those here in the area. Any manner of critters. So you want to keep those limbs back from your properties and keep it off the roof. You know, I've seen houses, apartments, whatever, where the owner has not done a good job, where the resident of keeping the limbs off the roof, and they're sitting on the roof, and we're getting into a bit of a windier season now, especially once we transition into the new year, get into spring. Every time that wind blows, those leaves, those limbs are moving back and forth across your shingles and rubbing away the granules, and before you know it, you have no real protection there for your roof, and then your insurance company certainly isn't going to cover that, so you want to keep that clear. Now, I'll tell you, when it comes to the lease, you may have defined that as a responsibility of your resident. I use the Texas Association of Realtors lease, and there's a section in there around property maintenance, and specifically it defines the yard as, among other things, lawn, shrubbery, bushes, etc., trees, right? And it goes on to describe the maintenance of that yard, which now we know includes trees, as including trimming. So I do ask that my residents keep an eye on the roof line, and keep the trees back, you know, about 3 feet. Now, more significant trimming, right? As your tree ages and gets bigger and broader, you want to keep an eye on that and send out a crew from time to time to scale that back a little bit, especially, again, ahead of the spring season when the high winds pick up and we tend to lose some of those limbs. Now, when you're out there, if you're looking for those tree limbs on your roof, I already mentioned I've gone around my personal house and checked out the soffits, the fascia board, for any kind of potential critter access. They work on it. They chew and they chew and they chew, and there's not a hole there and there's not a hole there, and then suddenly it's there. And I can hear them scampering around in my attic, and that's unfortunate, because then I got to get up there in my house, is what I do, and you know, put down my bait, try to get them out of there. Because there is, I'll tell you, if you've ever had a rat or a squirrel fall down into your walls and get trapped and die, oh my, the smell is overwhelming. It takes them a while to decompose. They're very, very hard to find at that stage. So your best bet is to keep them out altogether. So check those soffit boards, those fascia boards, or have your handyman do it, right? I talked at the start of the show, you're going to want to build a team. Well, who's going to help you here? Obviously, for that HVAC service, that's the AC guy or gal. For this sort of process, right, just send out a handyman. A good handyman should be able to go around your property and identify these sort of issues and patch those up for you for you know, pretty inexpensively. Again, if you're working with a property management company, they should have a team that's doing that. They should be going out quarterly on your behalf and checking for issues anyhow. And I also mentioned at the start of the show, you know, we have pretty brutal summers here in Texas, and sometimes we have that foundation movement. We've cycled through, right? We've now cycled through that dry summer, had some precipitation, things are cooling off, the soil is settling back. It might be a good time to check to see what is the outcome of going through that full cycle. You know, do you have new cracks? Do you have new, you know, issues around the windows or the doors where there's some separation that you might want to go ahead and have your handyman caulk for you, so that your residents do not have an unduly high heating bill due to, you know, cold air penetrating or heat air, you know, hot air seeping out. So keep an eye on that as well. See how your foundation performed for the year. And another consideration, this is a consideration for me in some properties and not in others. Do you have a chimney, right? In Texas, do we need a chimney? I've got one on my personal house. I don't think we've used it but two times in the last 8 years that we've lived here. But if you do have a chimney, there are some considerations there. Now, first and foremost, and this is more of a, I would say, a leasing consideration, when we advertise, when we market our properties that have chimneys, I personally do not like fire in my houses, so we will list those as decorative only, right? We don't want folks using that. Now, we occasionally get pushback, right? When you're entering a lease is a contract. We have our negotiations, and I've had the occasional resident that said, I really want to be able to use the chimney. Okay, that's fine. If you're going to use it, it's up to you. You need to find a good chimney sweep. Let me know who you're choosing. I will tell you if it's okay, and have them go in and inspect, sweep the chimney, right? After use, the creosote builds up in the flue, and that's where the problem arises. That stuff catches on fire. So you do need to have it cleaned. And if you have a brick chimney, those can shift with your foundation as well. You may get cracks that allows gas seepage from the chimney into the house. So that mortar will need to be touched up. So have your resident get that sweep out there. Or if you just simply allow folks to use the chimney, some folks say, hey, it's there, let them use it, fine, but send out that chimney sweep. That's your professional that you want to get out and have a look at that. And of course, speaking of chimneys, right, they're not just inside the house, they come up through the roof line and keep going. that's a common point where you've got, you'll get some buildup, right, from the leaves and whatnot. I don't ask my residents to get on the roof, right, to clear that necessarily, but it's good to look at that. Leaves, acorns, right, branches, all that stuff will build up there where the roof line and the chimney meet. So check that out. Have your roofer or have your handyman, right? It's an easy enough task. Clear that area out. And while they're out there on the roof, or if you're up there, look for nail pops, right? If the foundation's been moving, you'll occasionally get a nail that will pop through that shingle. And again, that just allows a little bit of water access. It's just a quick fix to, you know, put some silicone or similar material down to, you know, to fix that, to repair that. Again, use a roofer. If you've got a good roofer, maybe a little bit of overkill there. Send out your good handyman as an option as well. So that's really it for me on preventative maintenance. I will, as an aside, mention that state code in Texas, property code, does require that you have a few things in your property. You're liable if you don't. And we're going to talk about those here in just a moment. You're going to want to check on those. Make sure you have those. A lot of people don't, which blows me away. When I walk houses that are currently owned as rentals, I see that these things are missing. So stick around. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. When we come back, we'll talk about that and then talk about your communication with your residents. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today we have our fall special. We're talking about things you can be thinking about and things you can be doing at your properties as part of our fall season. A lot of this in advance of what's coming, right, early next year, wintertime. You want to get your house ready, essentially. And we talked already about some preventative maintenance items that you can do, right, you personally. This is largely targeted for people that operate single-family houses, maybe small multifamily. If you're running a bigger apartment complex, you've got a maintenance crew on hand. They're going to, all this stuff is in their hands already. But for the smaller operators, these are things that you can do, or build your team, right, have the appropriate team around you so that you can outsource this stuff and be doing better things like finding that next property, right, or finding that next apartment deal. Things to think about nevertheless. And I told you ahead of the break that there are a couple of state code, Texas property state code requirements that I've been in a few houses lately, and these are rental properties that are either for sale or listed for rent, as if I'm looking, you know, just walking the market, and things that I've seen that are missing. Smoke detectors. You do have to have those in each bedroom and in any hallway or egress that is outside of a bedroom, essentially. So I see those are commonly missing. Often these are houses where folks were living in there as owner-occupants and have moved out and are just simply not aware of the property codes. So you need to be aware. Make sure those are there. And we're going to talk here in a minute about doing regular walkthroughs as part of actually protesting your property taxes, as it were. And when you're there, anytime you go there, you should be doing fundamental things. I always check the air filter, obviously. I always push every button on every smoke detector, to much to everyone's chagrin in the house, but I want to make sure they're working. What happens? Battery goes low, starts beeping. The folks there, they just take the battery out. Don't necessarily replace it. Don't have one on hand. Just don't want to bother. So your job now is to make sure that battery gets back in there. And a bigger issue I've seen lately are security devices, meaning door locks. The Texas code is very specific as to what you need to have. And you can do a Google search for Texas Property Code 92. Section 92 is where all of this stuff is elucidated. But on your doors, you need to have a keyless lock. Typically a keyless deadbolt or one of those C locks that basically allows the resident to keep you out. You know, it's a security concern. If we're talking about sliding glass doors, this is where I see quite often you need to have either a thumb latch or one of those arms that comes down, number one. And number two, you need to have a pin lock at the opposite end of where the door opens that goes through the track. Those are commonly missing. So it's just things I've seen recently when you're doing your next walkthrough for your fall maintenance. Check those out. Make sure you've got those in place. Now, we're going to segue here to Property Care Part 2. Before we do that, I do want to give you the number here in the studio. If you've got questions today on this topic, it's 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And the message here, Property Care Part 2, is simply communication. Send some reminders out to your residents. You know, communication is hugely important. We talked about that earlier in the year when the pandemic was coming down the pike. Get those emails out. Start talking to folks. See how they're doing, right? Well, in this case, it's important to remind them of their obligations, quite simply, under the lease. And I would put this under the moniker, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Okay. Among other things, what should they be doing? And we write this into our lease as well. Keeping those, if you have gutters on your house, keeping those clean. If those get clogged, that stuff starts coming right over the edge. If you've got a wood-sided house like some of ours are, well, you're going to start getting some wood rot there. So make sure they're keeping those clean. Those are there for a reason. And quite often they tie into French drains, or maybe you've got some of those area drains. Those need to be kept clear of leaves as well. So just send that reminder. Hey, we're in the fall season. Please do these things, right? This is part of your lease. Now, freeze alerts. Again, ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. It says in the Texas Association of Realtor lease under property maintenance, it says quite frankly, it says take all necessary precautions to prevent broken water pipes due to freezing or other causes. This is the obligation of the resident, right? This is written into the lease. But again, a reminder is helpful, especially if you're watching your weather reports. Now, yesterday was 82 degrees here in Texas. I don't think this is a concern right now, but as we move into the winter season, I'll make sure that my distribution lists are up to date. We use an automatic system, right? There are lots of auto mailers out there that you can apply to use for these sort of things, have standardized language, and just automatically blast out to all your residents. But remind them, right? Put those insulation caps on the outdoor spigots or, you know, the hose bibs. And if it's freezing, right, for a longer period of time, drip the faucets, open those cabinet doors for plumbing that are on outside walls. A lot of my older houses, the kitchens tend to be on the outside walls and they're a little bit more susceptible if we do get an extended deep freeze. Doesn't happen often, but it has been known to happen. And that email has saved me at least once that I can think about where the resident went and checked. He said, sure enough, I got under there with a hair dryer, it was, the thing had frozen, right? He saved the day there. I also like to add a reminder in there about checking and changing that air filter, because guess what? Just because you're not using your AC, if you're using your furnace, if it's that cold, well, the air's blowing through there as well. So gentle reminder, it doesn't hurt, right? Ounce of prevention. So get on that as well as part of your preventative maintenance sort of scheduling. Now, we talked about another topic we're going to have today is leasing. The leasing process, it goes on. People are moving, they're coming and going throughout the year. I was talking with a couple of buddies of mine. One, they moved out of a house, bought a new house. They're going to lease their current house. Another guy, his residence bought a house. They're moving out here in the next couple of weeks. And we talked through the process. You know, hey, what's it like this time of year? Neither of them has dealt with this before. And if you are going through the lease up process right now, Be prepared. It will slow down a little bit because people are a little less likely to move around holidays. They're busy doing other things. And a lot of leases, quite frankly, are timed to the springtime. So a lot of that, you know, the greater pool of renters are typically more available earlier in the year in the springtime or maybe the summertime. So do mentally be prepared. And above all, stick to your leasing criteria. Don't get in such a rush that you're going to move a warm body in there just to have it occupied because your vacancy clause in your insurance statement only provides for 30 days of vacancy coverage or 45 or 60. That's a thing, by the way. Check with your insurance agent or broker to see how much time do I have to get somebody into that property. It's different midterm during going from one occupant to another than it is when you've been doing a renovation, for example. So good to know, but don't let that freak you out. Don't let that panic you. Take your time. You can put a vacancy endorsement on there if you need to go longer. Okay. But more important is stick to your leasing criteria, your tenant selection criteria. Hang on to that hard. Okay. Don't start to fudge. That's where I see people make mistakes. And I'd also tell you, you know, depending on the lease that you're using, and again, I'm looking at the Texas Association of Realtors lease, on the first and second page, it defines the lease term. It defines how automatic renewal works. It defines how notice of lease termination works, you know, in writing X number of days before the expiration date. And the lease can go month to month. And that often happens. People aren't quite sure what they're doing. They'll, hey, can we go month to month? Hey, sure, it's going to cost you more. We do a markup on that, by the way. But it's important that you are setting your lease terms in your favor here. And in this particular lease, right, there are two options. I can check the box that the lease is actually up on the last day of the month following the month in which notice is given. So if they give notice on, let's say, November 7th, typically it's a 30-day notice. Well, that doesn't take them to December 7th. takes them through the end of the month. So they're on the hook for the full month of December. That just gives me a little more wiggle room in these less ideal leasing seasons to get the property reoccupied. The second option on here, and I saw this recently on one of my buddy's leases, that they check the second box and it's just a simple 30 days after that notice is given. So they can get out now on December, you know, whatever, 30 days after the notice was. So if they gave notice November 2nd, well, December 2nd. So be sure you're thorough with your understanding of your lease. Work with a leasing agent. Make sure they understand what they're doing. Not all realtors out there do a lot of lease ups. So you're going to want to interview them. How many of these have you done? You know, how thoroughly do you understand the lease that you are using? And be sure you're employing that to your advantage. Now, when we come back, you found that resident, you're negotiating those lease terms. Let's talk about what you need to think about going into that new term with that resident. So stay tuned. We'll be back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're doing our fall special, right? It's a good time to think about and take care of some business here around your rental houses, maybe your small multifamily. Earlier in the show, we talked about some preventative maintenance type items that you want to take care of in the fall, obviously servicing those furnaces, a number of other things. If you missed the earlier part of the show, by the way, the show will be archived at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab. Talked about some communication you'll want to have with your residents just to remind them, hey, it's been a whole year since they signed the lease. What are their obligations when it comes to the fall time in terms of cleaning the gutters, keeping those area drains clear of debris, and so on. And we're now talking about the leasing process, right? People are moving all the time. We had a buddy of mine, his residents were month to month for quite a while now. And well, they've done gone and bought a house. So they're moving out very soon. So he's going through the leasing process right now. And as I said before, just be prepared for it to be a little bit slower this time of year. It picks up again quite a bit in January and then progressively more so into the spring. But be sure to stick to your leasing criteria. Don't go too fast. You know who your ideal candidate for that house is and stick to that policy that you have. And when you do find that candidate, that family, whoever it is, that resident, and you're negotiating that new lease, think about what you just went through, how long it took you to get someone in there. It may not take long at all. The market's still pretty darn hot. I think this guy is going to have his house leased in no time, but I told him, you know, look, maybe think about doing some form of adjusted lease term, right? So that it ends in the springtime. Worst case scenario, you shorten it to 6 months and it ends in, what is that, April or May. The ball's now better in your court. Or take it a little bit longer, 12 months plus 4, 5, 6 months, whatever that is, 18 months to get you, again, into the springtime. Now, some people I talked to the other day, that he likes to do 3-year leases. That blows my mind, given the way the property values have been rising and along with those, the property taxes, which we're about to get to. And if you are going to do a longer term lease like that, I would say maybe you can build in some sort of a talk with your leasing agent, right? That's the member of your team you're going to want to have for this process. But maybe you can build in some form of an escalator clause. Hey, if, you know, annual review, if property taxes have gone up X amount, I can take the lease, the monthly rent up X amount, right? It's a contract. There are places where you can write in special provisions. So think about that, or maybe add your addendum with your lawyer's blessing, of course. And of course, maybe you don't do 6 months, 18 months, anything like that, given the pandemic and the current environment with eviction restrictions set to end December 31st. We'll see what happens ongoing, but maybe go month to month. for greater flexibility, less certainty for you, obviously, but it gives you greater flexibility. So just a few considerations around doing a lease or releasing a property this time of year. Now, I would tell you, I would never hesitate to buy a house to get that into my portfolio right now, just because it's going to put me in the lease up phase in November, December. We bought any number that put us in this period. And again, we just adjust the term as I described, and we're patient. We understand, hey, it's going to take a little bit of time. I was impatient on house number two in this very time frame, and I learned a hard lesson as a result of that. Did not listen to my mentors, move too fast, and don't do that. Finally, I want to get to taxes. So there are a couple of tax considerations for you. We'll start with property taxes. Now, sure, property taxes, you know, you won't even see that new valuation till April. This year was a little bit delayed. It was May, and as I mentioned earlier, I didn't even get done with my ARB hearings till just recently. I mean, it's been really dragged out. But what you need to know, what you need to understand, is that the county appraisal districts, at least in Texas, they are setting the value of your property as of January 1st. Okay, so they're going to be doing that effectively, right, very soon. So for you, it would be very beneficial. It would behoove you to go ahead and plan one of those routine inspections, tie that in with this preventative maintenance, this fall preventative maintenance program, and get out there and do a walkthrough. Maybe schedule that for sometime in December, close to year end, and get all those pictures that you're going to need to submit as evidence as part of your property tax protest, right? They're fixing the date per year end or the condition per year end. Go out there now. Get those pictures. Don't put it off, because suddenly April, May is coming gone and you're behind the ball. So start planning those walkthroughs now for that purpose. Again, checking for maintenance items, but then get those pictures and whatnot for your tax protest. If you have to send out a contractor, get that estimate. They're typically going to want to see repair bids as well. And this is something you can go and do on your own, of course. You can go out and protest your taxes yourself, go down to the county. I do that for some properties. For other properties, I've outsourced that. There are a lot of firms out there that will represent you, saves you some time. And in fact, if you are a Lifestyles member, go out to our vendor hub. You can find any number of the folks that we've described today, including those property tax protest companies, that will take that ball for you and run. Get those pictures nevertheless, because you're going to need to get that over to them for evidence. They're not going to go out and get all those pictures and evidence for you. So that still remains your job. So think about that from the property tax perspective. And then let's think about income taxes as well. Obviously, for your team, you're going to want to have a good CPA. As you get bigger in this business, having a good CPA is pivotal. And I'll refer you to a show that Mike Harrison did a week ago this time on Sunday with one of our CPA firms that also is on our vendor hub, hour-long show that is out on the archives. And they talked about some tax considerations, right, more broadly. But talking with that CPA can help you figure out your tax planning, obviously, for the coming year. But here we are with a month and a half left to go. You've got some liberty, right? Thinking about property taxes, for example, you can pay those as late as January 31st without incurring fees. So you can push all of those into the coming year. But if you look down at your P&L, your profit and loss, and hey, you're doing pretty well, maybe you want to bring some expenses forward. We just did a cash out refi, and I was required. the bank made us. The bank is paying the property taxes out of escrow. I normally pay mine in January. So well, for this one property, it's been pulled forward. That means we've got two property tax payments in this year. One for 2019 in January, and now for 2020 now in November. But you can think about that. Look at your finances. If you've got other passive income businesses, right, you can use your passive income losses in your real estate game to offset other passive income. And depending on your situation, your income, you can even use your passive income losses to offset some of your earned income. There are requirements. There's a phase out from 100 to 150K annual income. But again, here, talk with your team member, your CPA on this. But there may be reason to pull those taxes, those property tax payments forward into this calendar year. What about other expenses? Right? Is there some big CapEx item that you've been sitting on, putting on hold? Maybe you've gone out to do your fall maintenance, and you see that the fence is, well, it's in shambles. They take a beating here in the summertime in Texas. I had a few termites here and there, but do you want to defer that a little bit longer into 2020, or maybe go ahead and take the cash hit now, replace that fence, replace that roof, whatever it is, again, with that tax consideration in mind, right? Pull those expenses forward. You know, this is the time to look at that. Review your year, maybe with your CPA, and then see, does that make sense? And of course, review your year. I know we're not quite to the end of 2020, but now's the time to start looking back, start thinking about it. How did it go? right? Reflect on the year and gear up for 2021. And here I'm not talking about from a tax perspective, but more broadly, right? Did you get to where you wanted to be? Why or why not, you know, pandemic aside, and start to think about those goals for the coming year for 2021. Where do you want to get to be? If you're new to this, get educated. If you've already started, maybe you're a little bit newer, continue to get your education. And I want to give you a website here, a good place to go to do that, especially if you are in single family side, is our Financial Freedom Program. You can attend our Financial Freedom Seminar. Day one of that is all focused on single family. Now, day two is focused on multifamily. Typically, people get to day two and they realize, whoa, I want to do that. Now, I'm a single family investor. That's what I've been doing for 8+ years. I love fixing up the houses. I love operating the portfolio. So day one of that Financial Freedom Seminar is for you if you are anything like I am. And you can learn more about that if you go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. There's a great offer in place right now. You can become a Financial Freedom Program member, a 2-year membership, in fact, right now for just $297 if you put in the promo code SAVEBIG, written all caps, SAVEBIG, written together. But that'll get you that membership at financialfreedomlivestream.com. You can take that Financial Freedom Seminar to get that education going. Also, keep listening to the podcast. We have a lot of great content out there, as I mentioned with Mike's show with the Tax Gentleman just last week. And of course, thinking forward to 2021, if you're just getting started, we've been talking throughout the show about things, tasks that you can handle. Work on building your team, right? We talked about some of the folks today that you might use, realtors, contractors, you know, a good handyman is pivotal. That roofer, CPA, maybe you need a property manager if you're investing from Australia. It's a possibility, right? So, hey, I thank you for listening today. Go check out financialfreedomlivestream.com to learn more about that membership and the Financial Freedom Seminar, the 2-day class. It's all online. Great opportunity to get that education and great opportunity to get access to that vendor list that I briefly mentioned as well. I thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.